The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Good afternoon. I hope you are all doing well today. Well, I was really excited about the beautiful weather last week, but somehow we have returned to winter. The mornings and evenings have been so cold. Although spring officially started on Tuesday, but the weather did not get the memo. So don't put the boots and coats away just yet. It was very interesting because the airport today is moving and shaking. A lot of people, like when I came here, so many cars and so many people in the waiting around the carousels. And as we're walking outside, everybody's like, oh my God, it's so cold. I'm like, wherever you came from, just go back. It's not good. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be cold for a while. And here we are. But anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I'm The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 103.9 LA News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Got posts going pretty much a couple times a week, so you can learn some really good fun facts or just get to know us a little bit more. We're at Diversified Financial Solutions on Facebook and Instagram. So just like the pages and see what's happening. So, wow, a lot has happened since we were last together on Friday. Well, on a personal note, the detox continues. Yes, I'm in week two. I've got one more week to go. I haven't punched anybody in the neck yet. No, I'm only kidding. I feel really good. For those of you that do this or are familiar or maybe not familiar with the detox. So it's just basically trying to, you know, freshen up the body. We eat, we drink, you know, our food is crazy. And so trying to eat all fresh vegetables and drinking a lot of water and, you know, doing some things, GI shakes that are kind of cleaning out my gut to kind of make things go well. So it's been challenging and it's been tough. Then there's just really crazy jokes that go on in life. So I had a client come in actually last Friday and had brought me, and I might have even mentioned this last week, delicious Irish soda bread with like icing on the top. And being in the detox, that's one of the things that I have to eliminate. So I'm eliminating any type of bread, sugars, caffeine, you know, meat. It's just a whole list. I won't bore you with the list. But obviously the Irish soda bread was like out because that's, you know, carbohydrates and bread and whatever the case may be. So then to add insult to injury, a couple of days later, actually this week, earlier this week, one of my wholesalers from one of the companies I do some business with had come into the office with, I don't know, if we don't really reach to Nassau County, but people may know it here in Suffolk. It's called crumble cookies. Anyone know that? Well, The cookies are like the size of your head. They're huge. My daughter, I don't know how she found it, but she found it. So she'd drive to Nassau County and actually get them. And they are super delicious. So he brought them. So my staff was able to enjoy them. But I may freeze one or a half of one for when I come out just to have a little treat. But it's Murphy's Law in life. You know that. Like, it's just crazy. You know, when, on an average day, like, you know, with this stuff probably wouldn't happen. But while I'm doing my detox, it is. But anyway, moving on. How was your St. Patrick's Day? We had great weather. Oh, wow. The parade was in Patchogue. Was phenomenal. I did, and I was able to have the corned beef and cabbage. Nothing on the sides, but I was able to have that. So that was good. I have to give a shout out to Reese's 1900 in Patchogue. We go there every year for a corned beef and cabbage. By far, they have the best meal. It's just the best corned beef and cabbage I think I've ever had. So we definitely love them. And again, congratulations to Matt and Joe for being the grand marshals of the St. Patrick's Parade in Patchogue. So really fun day. A lot of activity in Patchogue. It was a bit crazy, but it was fun. On Monday, scholarships are coming in. So I, as at my company, Diversified Financial Solutions, we do two scholarships to Patrick Medford High School. I've got a bunch of scholarships in, picked our two winners. And so I'm excited about that. But I also have a women's nonprofit organization, Power of Women Exchanging Resources. And we also give two scholarships. So Diversified, we give $2,000 scholarships for a total of $2,000. And for Power, well, we just got the Patrick Medford scholarships and we picked our two winners. We got actually 45 essays for the Power scholarship, which was pretty exciting. So we picked our two winners, and that was cool. And we've got a few other school districts that are coming through, and that will be happening as well. Also, you know, again, I have to be healthy and keep myself healthy and ready to help all my clients at all times. So I did, I don't know if anybody heard of the Lifeline screening. You might have gotten mailings on it or whatever. I did it several years ago, and of course, they were torturing me to do it again. And I did. I made my appointment, which I'm glad I did. I'm not upset it's negative, but it was a good thing. So what they do is they basically do blood work on you. They check your carotid arteries. You check your legs. They're looking for any type of pressure points, your belly, if there's any type of inflammation or if the blood isn't circulating properly. Again, preventive. That's what I say kind of with financial planning and your finances is that you want to plan for things. You want to make sure you want to be proactive instead of reactive. You know, not to say, oh man, I'm looking to retire in like a year. What can I do now? You know, try to plan this stuff out a little bit earlier. And same you want to do with your health. You know, you want to, you've saved all these years, you know, for your future, whether it be retirement or, you know, your second adventure, whatever that may be. You know, you just, you want to make sure you do the right thing. So, you know, plan your goals. And like I've probably mentioned before, you know, most people, they take more time planning for their vacation, as I'm here in the airport watching people walk back to and fro, planning their vacations than they plan for their future. Yeah, whether it be for, you know, insurance needs or for retirement or for their college education planning. So again, everything came out good. So looking good. My blood pressure is good. A little bit high in the LDL, you know, the cholesterol. But I hear that's genetic. So thanks, mom and dad. But anyway, the next thing was the Town of Brookhaven Women's Recognition Awards. I was there last night. It was the 38th anniversary of the Office of Women's Services here in the Town of Brookhaven. And I'm proud to be part of that advisory board. I had the pleasure of presenting awards to three fabulous women last night. And I will mention one of them because she has a connection to the company here, JVC Broadcasting, Ana Maria Caraballo Gonzalez. She works for the parent company here at LA News Radio, JVC Broadcasting. She's a radio personality on one of the sister stations, La Fiesta. So being able to read about all of these fabulous women and their bios and their successes and their other awards is just amazing. So congratulations to all the women that were honored last night. And it really is an amazing annual event during Women's History Month. And it's happens each year. And it's just to honor those women doing incredible things. So it's pretty awesome. So, and also on the personal friend, it's been pretty busy. Senior year events with my daughter. The calendar's booking up in a big way. You know, we're looking forward to just a lot of stuff that's going on. A lot of planning, a lot of preparation. But we just found out that our daughter will be given the Seal of Civic Readiness on Humanities Awards Night at Patrick Bedford High School, which was really quite exciting. That's something that she will be on her diploma. So we're very proud of her for that. And we just got a letter saying that she's going to be inducted into the Business Honor Society as well at the high school. And she'll be able to have a cord when she around her neck when she graduates. And makes me very proud being in the business world. I talk to her all the time, you know, to have like, it would be great to have a mother-daughter type of, teamwork, you know, take over the business. So when I talk to her, she says, "No, Ma, that seems way too hard." So I don't know what that really means. So hopefully, eventually, she'll kind of change her ways and say that, financial planning is something that she may want to do in the future. No pressure, but who knows? You never know. So all good stuff, all really good stuff. But it's been busy. So we're going to talk in a few minutes after the break about some things that are going on in the market and what's happening. It's been a crazy week. The market's been hitting all-time highs. We'll try to unpack some of that and see what the heck is going on and how we proceed from here forward. So you are listening to the Financial Chick Show. This is Denise Snowstrom. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691 or reach me on my website at financialchickshow.com. Just a little update on that too. We are currently, I'm kind of giving away some dirty secrets, but we're updating our website. I'm so freaking excited. We were working on it this week and it's going to look fantastic. I don't know when we're going to launch it, but it'll be soon. But stay tuned after the break and there'll be more. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company's in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So we just did like kind of a recap of the first half about what's going on in the world of finance and awards and all that kind of stuff. So the second half, we're going to talk about the stock market and we're going to talk about how things have just been so crazy and in a good way, but things are moving up pretty quickly and it's very exciting. People are talking. It's all the buzz that they're 401ks and everybody's feeling good about a lot of things. What's interesting about it is that it's very concentrated in certain areas. So we're really talking about technology. NASDAQ hit an all-time high today and it's just kind of interesting. But just like everything has a cycle. So I'm going to talk to you about this one thing. I guess anybody out there, if you like roller coasters, I do. Some people don't, but I love roller coasters. So, but there's what's called the roller coaster investing. So it's various emotions that happen. And there's a chart, which again, being on the radio, you won't be able to see, but think of it as a roller coaster where you're going to go up, you know, and then the car goes down and then you go back up and then you go down. So let's talk about what happens in the financial world in the roller coaster of investing. So the first emotion is now maybe you're looking at a particular stock. Let's pick any stock. I don't know. Let's pick Starbucks or Nvidia. So you watch a stock moving up and what do you feel? Anticipation, right? It's exciting. Emotion two. Now you say, well, it's been going up. Let's buy that, hoping that there's going to be a gain. So now another emotion that comes in is greed. So now we're up to the top of the hill, right? So we're ready to go down. We're down to take the downturn. But emotion three, before we go on that downturn, is you check the Wall Street Journal daily as the stock, or maybe we don't really look Wall Street Journal or online. We'll bring it to the New World Order. Wall Street Journal online, you daily as you check the stock price and you see that at this point, the stock price now starts to remain level. So when something goes up, it kind of levels off and maybe it'll stay pretty, static. But it's not going to change too much. It's going to stay about the same price. So now you have the emotion of impatience. So, man, I bought this thing. Now, what's going on? Like, what's happening? Emotion number four. So now we're going to start going down. So we ran up to the roller coaster to the height. Now emotion number four. Now we start going down. The stock goes down. So now what happens? What is your emotion at that point? Now you feel concerned. Oh man, what did I do? I bought this thing. It's starting. It looks like it's going down. What am I going to do? So now emotion number five is that now the stock continues to go down. Now you start feeling fear. Wow, what am I going to do, man? This is terrible. It's going down. I'm scared. Emotion number six. So now you're almost at the bottom. So the roller coaster went down. We're almost at that gully, right, to the bottom. It goes to the price of when you originally started watching it with anticipation. So that was when we first got on the roller coaster at the beginning of the ride. Now you start feeling that panic. Oh my God, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like, I bought it at a high. Now I'm at where I started looking at it before I bought it. I really messed this thing up. So emotion number seven, you say, that's it. We're at the bottom. I'm going to sell. You sell out. And what is your emotion then? Ah, relief. I feel good. I'm out of that thing. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But as humans, what do? We love to torture ourselves, right? So emotion number eight, which means that now we're at the bottom of the roller coaster, but now we're starting to edge up. We're going up the roller coaster. You start checking online. You check that stock, Starbucks or Nvidia, and you watch it daily again, and the stock soars, justifying your initial purchase. So now you're angry. Now you're like I'm so mad, but you sold out now. So now you don't own the position. Emotion number nine. Now we're going back up. You know, when the roller starts clicking, when you get to the top of the hill. Emotion number nine. The stock price now goes above the price you paid for it previously when you bought it the first time. Now you're getting that feeling of anticipation. Man, I messed this up. I should do this. I should get into it again. Emotion number 10. What do? You repurchase the stock at its new high. Greed happens again. So what do we get from all this? The bottom line is that the goal of professional money management, working with a financial advisor like myself, is to eliminate the main impediments to successful investing. And what is that? Emotions. Listen, nobody wants to lose money. I hate when my clients lose money. I mean, that's not the main objective. But the reality of it is that investing is like a roller coaster. It's going to go up and it's going to go down. So when we're at these heights right now in the market, and like I said, I will encourage you or tell you that not everything is at its height. There's a lot of things that have such amazing opportunities to buy at this point. But the things you're going to hear on the radio or on TV is you're going to hear all the things that have been breaking out and at all heights or, you know, doing their best. The things that are doing the best, communication services. Year to date, this is through last Friday, communication services up 11.4%. To put that in perspective, if you get between 6 and 7% on an average annual basis in a stock or a mutual fund, you kiss the ground because that's a fabulous thing. You're beating inflation. You're doing well. This particular sector has done 11.4% in two months and 15 days. Information technology is up 10.9% year to date. Energy, which we haven't seen in quite some time, is now the number third best performing sector in the S&P 500, up 9.3%. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you that energy was on the downside. Energy was one of the bottom three sectors. So the market can change in a heartbeat. And you know what? It does all the time. So professional money management takes the emotion out, because what we take a look at is what is doing well, peeling off some of those gains and putting into things that is looking to do well. You know, so it's the thing called rebalancing or reallocation. It's something that you should be doing across the board, whether you have IRAs, Roth IRAs, your 401ks. You never, you know, just because the market's hitting all-time highs doesn't mean like, oh, I shouldn't invest right now. But what you should do is, if you are invested, make sure you're looking at your portfolios. We're doing it here at our office and getting out of some of these things that have been up. You know, we look at year over year, you know, sometimes 50s, 40%, you know, that's not going to replicate itself. So it feels exciting, but don't get greedy. take some money off the table. This is a great time to do that, but there's still a lot of opportunity. So let me tell you the flip side. The bottom three S&P 500 equity sectors, the third worst performing sector is consumer discretionary. Those are things that we need to live. Those are most of your blue chips. You know, water, we need to eat, shelter. So third worst performing sector, a lot of opportunity. Utilities, again, we're right here. You wouldn't be able to hear me on your radio or look at me on your computer if we didn't have utilities. But it's not, people are not excited about it. But when everything goes to hell in a handbasket on the other side with technology communication services, you're damn tootin' that people are going to start going into those bottom sectors. And the worst performing sector right now is real estate. And you may say, that's a little bit weird, right? So, I mean, geez, there's like no houses for sale. There's no inventory. But we're talking more about commercial real estate. And you know, the fact that there isn't a lot of houses for sale. So there's not a lot of movement. So things are changing and things are changing pretty, pretty quickly right now. So just be on top of your stuff. That's all I can say. You know, the worst case scenario is that, you know, you're feeling good. Everybody's excited. I even went to my audiologist today to get my ears checked. And she's like, oh my God, my husband's so excited. His 401k is great. Everything's great. And it is great. But be cautious, because when things are too good, we know what happens. Everything goes to the other side. But as I said, there are still things. You don't say, well, I'm not going to invest now because it's not doing, you know, not things are doing too well. There's always areas of opportunity, and you're always still going to need to put the kids to college. You're going to need to retire. You're going to need insurance. There's things that you need to do. So just invest and plan with your head and not with your heart. And quite frankly, definitely not with your emotions, because the emotions just... they fail you every time, unfortunately, especially in this industry. So we're coming to the end of the show, but I will leave you with one little thought. As per the Wall Street Journal, as in March of 2024, people pay about $273 a month for subscriptions, which is almost $200 more than they think they do. So check your expenses too. You might be spending more than you need to. You could put that towards an IRA or Roth IRA, and you will definitely be better off in the end, or build up your cash reserve. People are not, you know, building up their cash reserve, they're building up your credit cards. So do the right thing. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to do better and be better. Take care for now, and I look forward to being with you again next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.